been here for too long. I know what you want. I'm overseas, moving low key. I'm not here for a time that's anything longer than I need. Cause all I need's a little room, so let me breathe. Dancing on them, flexing on them, watch me move. Lose a tonic, cause sipping all this gin feels like a move to me. Tonight I'm free, yeah. And I'm gonna dance, I ain't nobody watching me. Actually, we are tonight. Dance with me, turn off your lights. Dance with me, tell me we are tonight. Tell me we are tonight. Tell me you'll love me for life. Actually, we are tonight. Dance with me, turn off your lights. Dance with me, yeah. Tell me we are tonight.
Yeah.
Tell me we are tonight.
Yeah.
Tell me you'll love me for life.
Yeah. Tell me you love me for life. Yeah. Tell me you love me for life. You know that I got a way of making things wrong, nigga, go right. I got a real thing for you, girl. Yo, sugar, yo, spice, nice. You notice you got me losing my focus on nothing is straight. Can't nobody else do this to me. Is it the way that you rockin' though? But when I stroke it, I pussy my potion, you see. Fuck it, girl, don't even tell me you love me, just show me. Look me inside of my eyes while you pressing it on me. Hold me like wasn't nobody inside to deform me like.
Dancing on me, flexing on me, watch me move. Lose a ton of something on the strength feels like a move to me. Tonight I'm free, yeah. And I'm gonna dance, I ain't nobody watching me, so actually, we are tonight. Dance with me, turn off your lights. Dance with me, tell me we are tonight. Tell me we are tonight. Tell me you'll love me for life. Actually, we are tonight. Dance with me, turn off the lights. Dance with me, tell me we are tonight. Tell me we are tonight. Tell me you'll love me for life.
Am I about my job?
We haven't talked in a minute. I'm not setting you off, I just need to talk. And I sent you a message, tell me you're ready. But you know what's going on. I love you, the inbox, you ain't sent a message. It's only around my thoughts. I'm getting off your dependency. Said it, I meant it. Why are you making this hard for me?
If I'm in love by now, do you run for me or do you run from me? It's cash or bust, man down. Don't you run from me? Are you meant to be?
If I just need to talk, honey, I sent you a message. Tell me you're ready. I don't know what's going on. I'm going through the inbox. You ain't sent a message. It's only me. My thoughts, I'm getting awfully dependent. Said it, I meant it. Why are you making this hard for me?
Sun's coming up. I'm looking to make this all last. Not talking about Phoenix. It's Central Arkansas. Bunny, I've had enough. The streets underneath the clock 17th. The family needs a pilot cup. I think we're defeated. What was our last heist? How about we repeat it? All of this gold don't mean a thing if I couldn't give it to you. That's not a half truth. Body, it's you. I don't care how it said. Could go up in flames with you. With you.
Everyone, welcome back to another installment of All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. All Things McGill is what you are listening to. I hope you're very excited for yet another episode of Singular Maya, Annika, and Rose. Personally, You may be hearing rustling in this episode because I am recording from my bed. It is 12:30 a.m. I'm sleepy, not gonna lie to you, but you know what? I figured there's truly no better time. My mind is never more alive than when I'm about to go to sleep, so let's chat. I just got off the phone with my sister, who's back home. She's 14, 15 in a couple weeks. In like a couple days. Wow. She's an Aquarius. She'll be turning 15. I just got off the phone with her, and I don't know if other people with siblings also experience this, but what I find really interesting about having a sibling, okay, especially a same gender sibling as you, and one who's like not just like 2 years younger than you, but like a solid gap. My sister's 7 years younger than me. Like, that solid gap of time allows you to have watched their entire personality grow. Like, from the time that you were conscious and like had a personality fully, like almost fully formed, you were watching them just start to develop theirs. And it's especially more interesting because you can tell like what parts of their personality are just like parts of you they liked and then internalized. Like, my sister is so like just like sassy, and I watch that and I'm like, you little minx, like, who taught you that? And then I realized it's literally me. Like, I literally am the one who taught her that. So that's always interesting to see. But yeah, she's like a funny, snarky little gal, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of proud of like this person that I, you know, nurtured into. Oh god, I sound ridiculous. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, like, I've raised my sister. I didn't. My parents raised my sister. I was just like there and bullied her sometimes. But like, I just really do feel like I've had more of an impact on her personality than my literal parents, which is insane because they, again, are the ones who raised her. But like, because I was like so close to her in age, but like just out of reach. Like, I was always like just like a little bit too old until recently for us to actually connect. And like, she was always just a little bit too young. Like, I feel like growing up at that exact distance, like, must have been very influential on her persona now. But I don't know. This is all just gobbledygook as far as I'm concerned. Like, I could. Who says gobbledygook? Maya, cut that out. Anyway. This is all just nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Like, I could just be making this all up. I'm barely a psychology graduate, undergraduate. So, like, don't take my word at face value. What else is new? Watching Euphoria. It is nice. My friend said they'd meet the other day. She was like, and this was like one of those moments where you think it's gonna be really deep and then you say it out loud and you're like, that is pretty normal. But for some reason it sort of stuck with me. She was like, it's been like shows. Okay, so first of all, what she actually said to me was the exact phrasing, was, it's so crazy how like every week we get a new episode. And, like, we're watching in tandem with all of these people. And, like, we all don't know what's going to happen next. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I thought about it for a second. And I was like, that's just cable TV. And, like, but she didn't have that realization. Like, I was like, that's just cable TV. She's like, no, but, like, we were a generation past cable TV. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I realized it's because she didn't have this experience growing up of being on Tumblr and like live streaming your every thought as you watch an episode of television. Super Hulock had me in the tightest grip, like a gosh dang chokehold from ages 12 to 14. Every time there was a new episode of Supernatural, Doctor Who, Sherlock, we would go crazy for. Like, we would just lose our minds over Sherlock because it only came out like once every 2 years and there were like three episodes in each season, which, okay. British TV has always had the weirdest setup. Like, first of all, they call a season of television a series. So then what do you call a series? Riddle me this, country of England. It doesn't make any sense. This coming from a girl who wants to go to London to study screenwriting. So I should probably get used to that. But anyway, so like girls would be live tweeting, like, just like, they'd be like, I'm sobbing on the train like watching this episode right now, and I'll be like, oh my god, same girl. Like, there was weeks of discourse about every like the choice to have the character part their hair one way or another. Like, there were whole fan accounts dedicated to that choice. But she'd grown up, you know, like playing sports and being white, so like she didn't have this same experience that I did in elementary school and high school. And so I had to like kind of explain to her, like, no, we aren't the generation that missed cable TV. You just didn't watch cable TV. And I also was like, you know, you'd watch Glee and stuff, and then you'd go online afterward and, like, seek out all the information you could find about what people were saying about Glee. And she's like, I never did that. And I was like, okay, you and I have lived vastly different lives. But that's a whole other story for another time. But yeah, I just found that interesting, I guess. And yeah, I guess TV shows nowadays are so much more likely to release things all in one, like, bingeable season. That it is kind of weird now, I guess, for a lot of people to go back into watching things, not on, like, on cable, but, like, weekly. And it drops at the same time. And everyone I know, is at least for Euphoria, is watching it, like, Sunday at 8 when it drops. So, or 9, I don't know, whatever, whichever it is. Like, so this experience of everyone gathering around at the same time to watch a TV show is, like, very, very old-fashioned. Like, it's very, like, days before PBR, where it's, like, no commercial, like, commercial breaks are your time to sprint to the bathroom because you can't, download it and pause and go back. And obviously it's not like that because we have more advanced technology now, but the sitting down as a group, having a Euphoria watch party, everyone watching together, making an event out of watching an episode of television is something that has gone out of fashion. Like, with just how easy it is to watch television. It's like, you don't go to the movie theater to watch TV, you know? So, like, watching an episode of television one at a time, week by week, until, like, for a series arc, I don't know. It's nice that it feels like a spectacle, I guess. It, like, adds a little bit of spice to your week when you know you have, like, this event to go to with your friends where you all can, I don't know, like, it sounds so, like, techno-capitalist of me to be like, oh yeah, it's so cool to, like, sit down around a TV and, like, watch it with your friends and, like, dissect a piece of media. But, like, I feel like it's easy to derive pleasure from critique. I don't know, I'm in a rabbit hole right now. We don't have to talk about this ever again. Anyway, I've been talking for 8 minutes now, which is 8/10, or if you reduce your fractions, 2/5. Nope, shoot, 4/5. Excuse me, sorry to my math teachers, of the way there that I need to talk for, of my 1/3, also math, of this episode. So what else can we chat about for the next minute and a bit? I don't know. I think I am beginning to hate all the posters I have up in my room. And I think it's because I ordered them before the pandemic. But, like, before the pandemic really got bad. But I didn't go back to Montreal until after the pandemic was, like, in full swing. And I was very much already a different person. So by the time I got around to even putting these posters up, you know, in maybe September of 2020, I was already a completely different person, and I've just grown further and further from that person. So, like, from the time that I put these posters up to, like, now, even from the time that I first put these posters up, I was already not the same person I was when I bought them. So, like, they already were feeling a bit stale, and now they just feel, I'm just like, oh god, they're so embarrassing. Like, I wish I could even detail, I know no one listens to this, but, like, it's so humiliating that on the off chance anyone is listening to this, I can't even tell you what I have on my walls right now. Yeah, it's literally embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it. It's fine. Anyway, yeah. I hope everyone has a really great week. Congrats, McGill students. Congrats on making it back to campus. If you're there, if you're from streaming in from home as well, that's great. But yeah, it's Monday morning. Get out there. Take on the day. It's cheesy, but, you know, just pick one thing that you're gonna do this week that's, you're gonna make this week your bitch, and just do it. Just why not? For me, maybe it's take down my posters. Yeah. Grab the week by the balls. All right. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Bye. Don't lose the kid, yeah. It's just a symptom of all you wish we did. For you live.
judge and jury the way you speak of sin. Don't hold yourself to it. You can be hard, you know it's true, but only yourself ain't loving you. And I won't take away, but damn, I'll get through to you. Oh, I could tell you.
Living under a rock, last chance moving. flow, but I know what I got. Reminiscing and I'm wishing I knew what I was missing. If I listen, I can dance to the rhythm I got.
Thinking about waiting. Oh, time I wish we'd taken. And it's on my mind to see you again. Only I believe in again. I feel them turn their backs on you and lose the time to listen. Even with what you've been through and all that I've been given, and you could probably find Jesus hidden in a crossword, make him stay for supper. I remember when you heard your mother's voice. 20 years after, oh, said going nowhere. Oh, still kids. Every year after, past gonna look like you knew what I felt.
I've waited patiently, I've hated wasting youthful mistakes. So shit, don't act like that, don't back that crap, don't call me incapable. Don't lack in facts, I might retract myself from the kids' table. I'm done with all the chasing and facing cooperation. I'm locked inside the basement, I'm not trying to be complacent. Am I over the hill or living under a rock? Last chance, moving slow, but I know what I got. Reminiscing and I'm wishing I knew what I was missing. If I listen, I can dance to the rhythm I got.
Parle un peu trop à mes plans. Personne n'écoute dans le zoom. Faire la planète se tente. Cette année va finir un jour. Yeah, yeah. Oh, c'est la musique populaire.
Elle a le booty nominé à la disque. C'est vous à la radio, on est radioactif. Y'a des fleurs partout pour qu'on veut bien voir. J'ai dit vert d'un seul, un pays tropical. On veut tous faire des millions. Well, I love today. Qu'il fait feeling. Yo, sit down on my way. Come on, bouge ton pain. Comme s'il y avait personne d'autre ici. Oh, yeah, I get down. Come on, bouge ton pain. Comme s'il y avait personne d'autre ici. Oh, I'm so glad you could stay now. Yeah.
Les années 20, la marée monte. J'vide mon verre, fait le monde. Mais quel jour, oui, c'est ma fête. Microdose devrait te plaire.
Prends les yeux, I'm gone.
On veut tous faire des millions. Well, you love the day, you fat feeling.
Say what?
Yo, sit down on my way. Come on.
Don't ask none to push that shore. Shake your shit and push that shore. Même si t'as oublié ce que ta maman t'a donné. Yo, don't ask none to push that shore. Shake your shit and push that shore. Appelle-toi de bouger ce que ta maman t'a donné. Yo!
Comme s'il y avait personne d'autre ici.
plus sorglé les coustés.
Non, 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 ne bouge cette chose. Shake your shit, ne bouge cette chose. Rappelle-toi de bouger si ta maman t'a donné. Non, 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 ne bouge cette chose. Shake your shit, ne bouge cette chose. Rappelle-toi de bouger si ta maman t'a donné.
C'est le funk du Québec. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Ah. Hi, welcome back to CKT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill, and I am Rose, one of the fragmented human bodies who is doing the radio show today. It is negative 20 degrees. It's a very cold Monday morning. In-person classes are being resumed today. So if you have your first in-person class in, I don't know, a month or two, I wish you luck. I'm going to be wearing my N95 to be safe and secure. And I hope everyone else is too. What else is there to say? With consistent minus 20 temperatures, it is quite normal to feel pretty sad. I think the seasonal depression is hitting everyone pretty hard, especially students, international students who aren't necessarily used to these Montreal winters that are allegedly normal. Like, this is supposed to be normal. Negative 20 days in a row. Awful. Awful news. But I'm feeling pretty limited in what I can do. Like, I don't want to go on a walk because I'm too cold. Anyway, so we've been sledding. We've been trying to go outside as much as possible. But then, it really takes it out of you. Anyways, I got some new thermal wear for my first year in Montreal. I've been here for 3 years, but this is the time that I decided to get thermal wear, because this is the point we're at. It's just too cold. My parents send me pictures of Charleston where it's, I don't know, 23 degrees right now. I'm so jealous. Anyways, we're due for an escape. But I don't think I can escape Canada anytime soon, because I would have to get a negative test and pay to leave Canada, so I think I'll probably have to take a spring break trip somewhere in Quebec. Woo! Maybe we'll go to a cabin, or they call them chalets, or a cottage here. In the United States, we call them cabins. Impressingly enough, it would have been so nice for the first day of classes to be on a day where it was maybe negative 8 or something, so that way the walk to school wouldn't seem so treacherous. Over the fall, I was able to bike to school, which made a world of difference. Biking is just an extraordinary mode of transportation. Oh, being limited to the bus and the metro. First of all, Opus needs to get its act together, because I'd like to recharge my Opus on my phone. And I always have to go to a metro station if I want to use the bus with my Opus card. Although you can get a student Opus card through Minerva. You have to be a full-time student, though, which I'm not. I'm not a full-time student anymore. Which was scary, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to stay in Canada afterwards on a post-graduation work permit. But you are allowed to be a part-time student your last semester of school, if anybody's wondering that. So, after that, gonna apply for a post-graduation work permit, work in Canada for the foreseeable future. Gonna try to find a new lease. Yeah, apartment hunting is beginning, which is pretty scary. Oh, fuck. So the apartment search has been quite hilarious. You know Annika, who just spoke about her sister? Well, she is going to be one of my new roommates, and then Mika, an old roommate. Anyways, we're going to be living together, and so far it's a really chaotic combination. We're all three very outspoken. So far the apartment hunting has been Annika searching for the apartments, sending the links, Mika contacting the landlords and figuring out times that we can meet up. And then I have done absolutely nothing because, well, I guess there's just no other way to put it. I'm pretty lazy. Anyways, current apartment living has been quite chaotic. There's no food in the house because we've tried doing this communal meal thing. And turns out if you just focus on doing communal meals, then snacks just get brushed under the rug. You think that you don't need snacks, but you really do. You think that you can live off of strict 3 meals a day, but you can't. So that's been quite a tragic reality. We're going to try to tackle this issue in the upcoming month and find solutions to it. And we're assigning days for each roommate, because we have 5 roommates in this house. It's no joke. Anyways, excited for you to be listening to this radio show. Thank you so much for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Always as chaotic as this, but appreciate your return nonetheless. Okay, thank you so much.
Je recompte la manche, je recompte la manche, je recule, mon réel est tellement froid. Hi, and welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill, and I am the last host to record my little section as I edit it. And I've been trying to look for new Montreal artists to add to our little program here. And so at the beginning of the show, there's Michael Hayes, and then some classic Busty in the Bass, and another band called Malajube, I think. So having a good time, and Clay and Friends, having a good time listening to music from Montreal. And I just think it's special because for me, my usual style of listening to music is that I find four songs that I'm really into, and then I listen to them for about 6 months until I suck all the oxytocin out of them, and then I move on to the next song. So I'm really trying to be more, I don't know if capricious is the right word, spontaneous maybe, or simply just trying to explore new music in a faster manner rather than over a 6 month period. But it was nice to hear Rose and Annika do their little pieces. I think that we are so good together, us three as a trio, but it is fun to hear what people say when they have to record on their own and we're separated by tons of snow and ice right now in Montreal. So that is why we're doing these little snippets, but sometimes I find it quite cute. And because I'm editing this, I get to listen to everyone. And Annika talked about her sister and it made me think of my sister. And Rose talked about thermal wear, which I've been wearing since the beginning of time. I don't know how she survived until the last year of university by long underwear, but it is my favorite thing. I love to be very sweaty in the winter and be warm, so it's really nice. Anyways, what's up with me? I have a ton of work to do because it really hasn't felt like school started, and it still hasn't felt like school started, even though classes are in person this week. And I don't have anything due, but I feel like I want to sit down and try and do something. What that is, I'm not sure. I think I'm probably going to learn how to sing some medieval motets, medieval antiphones, which we've been learning in class, in my medieval music class lately. And I always get very stressed because the prof calls on you to sing. And it's all random, and if you don't volunteer, she'll call on you, and then you have to sing. And if you're not prepared, it's really awkward. So I am going to try and just be so prepared and be a cool, awesome medieval student who already knows her motet. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm going to go downstairs, airdrop this to my computer, and then finish putting more music in. If you guys have any suggestions to Montreal musicians, you should email or Facebook message or Instagram, CKUT 90.3 FM, because we're always happy to get all of these wonderful suggestions. So hope you have a good Monday. It's 9:52 right now, and this show is at 11. So hope that in an hour you have an amazing time listening to me ramble.
Thank you. all the madness, the chaos, the need to march in the streets, fake news and indoctrination, closed borders and deportation. A sadness deeper than after rejection. Am I only just realizing the injustice that exists, cloaked in white privilege since the day I was born? Blinders on, blinders on. It's a feeling where I wonder if everything is gonna be okay. And when I say everything, I'm not talking about my